Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Well, I think this is appropriate. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. The gang is all here together. Luckily, we have a roof over our studio because it's nasty outside. Casey Alexander, basketball coach. He plays basketball. Did. Now he coaches it. His players have been playing really well. Two big wins in their last game. Games at home versus Murray State and Austin Peay. Casey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Those were some pretty impressive wins in about a 72-hour period.
Yeah, much needed. We played hard, and when you play hard, you give yourself a chance to play well. And so it was nice to beat two good teams when we had to have it.
You lost to both of them in back-to-back games, and those were your last two losses. What did you learn in those games that helped you this last go-around?
Well, honestly, the games weren't that much different. You know, all four games were decided, you know, in the last media timeout, basically. And, you know, but typically when you execute and when you're playing with a lead, you know, we had, even though it was a small lead, you know, the two home games, we had a small lead that we were playing with and executed down the stretch and therefore won the games. And on the road, we had a small deficit we were dealing with and didn't execute as well. We lost the games. And so it sounds pretty simple, but that's about it.
Where do you think, as you sit here and sit back and talk with us through 25 games, how do you feel about where your team is here in the middle of February? Are you okay with it? Do you feel like you're in a good spot? Do you need more work? How would you assess your team to this point?
Yeah, I'm disappointed with the 25-game view. You know, I would have liked to see some more consistency. There are definitely some games in that, you know, and that I'd like to have back. You know, but if you look at where our team is today, I mean, I think we're as good as we've been all year long today. Our mentality is in the right place. I think we're playing pretty well together. I think roles are pretty well defined. And so looking forward, I'm excited about what we can do.
We always say this about, you know, a John Calipari team who ironically was in Nashville last night taking on Vanderbilt. You know, they just get better every month because they're always young and, you know, they've got all these freshmen and, you know, they want to be clicking, you know, come this time of year toward the end of this month and heading into March. We always say that about them, but other teams do the same thing, and you're kind of saying that too. So how do you do that throughout the course of a long season where you know it's long, yeah. It's not a sprint, and you want to make sure that your team is in the right spot right about now?
Well, I don't, honestly. It's not a strategy for us. I mean, I think it's just happening, you know, where we're playing well, and you know, and Belmont's had a lot of success in conference play. So you could look back over the years and say it's been a formula for success for our team. I think the secret for us has just been to stay steady, you know, and just keep trying to get better every day. Let's believe in the journey. You know, all the other cliches that you want to throw out there is really the model that we follow. You know, it's going to happen more naturally for his team because, as you mentioned, he's got basically a brand new cast of characters every year. They're all really young. They've got a lot to learn. And so their progression is going to, Kentucky I'm speaking of, that's going to happen more naturally, you know, than the way that we do it. But, you know, staying even throughout a season is difficult. Seasons are long. It's an incredible grind. And so, you know, you're coaching the mental approach as much as you are anything else at this time of the year.
Traditionally, Belmont obviously has never been afraid to fire the threes. What do you make of it being pushed back? How much has that affected the game as a whole, affected you guys? What are your thoughts on where the three is today?
You know, for the average or better shooters, I honestly don't think it's had much of an impact. You know, for the guys who who are already low 30s, guys that you, as an opponent, you didn't really mind taking tough threes or important threes. I think it's really affected those guys. I don't think it's opened the floor up any as it was intended to do. That was part of the reason for moving the line back was, to create more space and open up driving lanes and that sort of thing. And honestly, I think officiating has tilted so much farther back toward physical play, hand checks, post players killing each other. I think that's made offenses worse more than the three-point line has.
Casey Alexander is with us, the Belmont head basketball coach. They've got a big game coming up with Tennessee State on Thursday, the next battle in the OVC. And, Coach, let's take that a little further, because one thing that you guys are doing very well is you're shooting very efficiently from two. So what's your philosophy? There's all this analytic stuff that has come into the game over the last few years that tell you, try not to take the contested mid-range shot. Do you guys just have very good two-point shooters, if you will, or is that a philosophy you guys have?
Well, we're not getting any mid-range two-point shots, I can tell you that, or else those numbers wouldn't look like they do. I mean, most of our twos are at the rim. We still play through the post more than a lot of teams do, and so, Nick Musinski in conference play, for example, I mean, he's in the high 60s, almost 70% from two. And then just the way that our offense is with ball movement and floor spacing, the twos that we get from perimeter players are almost always at the rim. So that's the reason why our numbers are where they are. We have very little isolation in our offense where, guys just playing one-on-one, which induces itself to more of those 15-footers, guys that bounce it, and then eventually, take a tough shot. We have very little of that in our offense.
Your leading rebounder is 6'2", 175. That's not too far from where I was. So what's the secret for Grayson Murphy? I don't think I had five rebounds in my career at Vanderbilt. This guy's averaging almost eight rebounds a game.
Yeah, don't tell him he's 6'2", 175. He just learned early. I mean, he's a point guard, so naturally, the guy he's defending very rarely goes to rebound. It's almost an accident or that guy making a mistake. So he just learned to turn and go get it. And he's so tough. He's got good hands. He's got good anticipation. That he's got a nose for it, and he's made it a real niche. It's been huge for our team. We're one of the better defensive rebounding teams in the country, and he's a big reason why, which is highly unusual.
Casey Alexander is with us, head coach at Belmont, and I know TSU tomorrow night, but Saturday is going to be special, and it has to be special not only for the university but for you, honoring the legendary coach, Rick Byrd. They're going to dedicate the court to him. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, it is going to be cool. It's been a long time coming, and could have been done at any point over the last 5, 10 or so years, for sure, and well-deserved. Coach Byrd has meant everything to this university and this program, and so it's a great way for us to show him how much we appreciate it. And, along with that, we're endowing a scholarship in his name, and, so that's a way to keep that legacy alive literally forever. And, the times are good for us and for him.
You obviously know him so well and your connections with the university and then taking over. Is it hard sometimes not to put pressure on yourself knowing just everything he accomplished there?
Not on a personal level. I mean, I have his – he's very supportive of me, and, my job is just to coach the team. I spend more time worrying about Belmont being Belmont and winning games and winning championships than I do, am I going to measure up, to what Coach Byrd did. And truthfully, I learned that lesson a long time ago. The answer is no, so I've moved on from that.
TSU, as Willie mentioned, tomorrow, and look, the OVC has been so fun to watch this year, not only with you guys, but the rest of the league. What are you expecting out of the Tigers?
Yeah, if you just look at personnel, they're as talented as any team in the league. There's no doubt about that. And when they get themselves going, boy, they're really, really tough. They played our same two opponents last weekend, Austin Peay and Murray State. They beat Austin Peay, and we're down to the wire with Murray State. So there's really not a lot of difference in any of our four teams. This time of the year, it's all about just doing your job and finding ways to win. So that's really our only approach.
Brian, a better player or coach?
He's good at both. He's
really good at both. Come on.
You know what? He's done a great job putting his team together. I think it's apparent that those guys – love playing for him, and he's getting a lot out of them. He's going to be a really successful head coach for a long time, would be my opinion. And he was a really good and important player in this program.
That was a chicken bleep answer. You know it.
That's the truth,
I know
man.
It. But a professional answer.
You hear me? I mean, come on.
I wanted some dirt. I wanted the goods. At the end of June is the wife and I's anniversary. We always take a trip every year. Yeah. And usually we try to do a baseball theme. And this year I think we're going to lock in New York City, and the Yankees are at home on that trip playing the Cubs. So we're going to check out Willie. We're going to check out City Field. And we went the last year of both stadiums. That was our last time we went to New York City, and we went to both the Mets and Yankees. So we haven't been to the new stadiums. They're both home on that trip, and the Yankees are playing your Cubbies.
Man, that's big time.
We'll go.
Tag along on that trip.
Yeah, well, if you happen to be up
City
in the
field, but that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't want to do that, Casey.
I hate to say this in front of Willie. We could skip it, too, but since we're there, we're going to do it.
Might as well. Yeah, I'm sure your wife's excited about that.
Hey, we went to Shea, so we can go to City Field, right?
Yeah, man, nothing but
it's an upgrade.
At Shea, right? You know?
Oh. That place.
I've been to Shea.
That place was a dump. There's no doubt about it.
But it was our dump.
It was your dump. Your dump with a big apple. Casey, always good to talk to you. Thanks for doing this, and have fun the rest of the week. You got two big games coming.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Casey Alexander, Belmont basketball coach, and it is going to be a special evening or special day on Saturday when Belmont hosts Jacksonville State. It's a 5 o'clock tip, and they are going to honor Rick Bird.
Boy, yeah, going to be cool.
That OVC tournament is going to be something.
It is.
It is really going to be something.
There's no doubt about it.
I hate that it's not here.
By the way, all these games, if you've noticed, they're close.
Yeah.
And they're fun.
They come down, as he's saying, you know, these are coming down to final possessions. It's not like the halves are winning by 30, you know?
Right.
These games, there's a lot of really good teams, and a lot of these games are coming down to final possessions.
Well, we've been talking to Penny Collins, too, and I think – as you hear him talk, they haven't had all of their guys, right?
Well,
they've
had some injuries. That's the one thing he told us.
They've had, you know, the flu bug
going
through.
They're finally back.
Once they get everybody, if they can get everything together down the stretch and stay healthy, their personnel can give them a shot. Now, I'm really
curious.
That's
what he said.
They have two matchups with Belmont.
Well, he came on with us after the Austin Peay win. He said it was the first game they've had, like, everybody together.
Yeah. And so it'll take a little time to mold those guys. And even as it is, they're playing, you know, way better level than they were last year.
You're the bracketologist on the show. I mean, it's safe to say probably one team, the champion gets in and that's it. But could there be a case for more than one out of the OVC?
I don't think so.
So
not this year.
So tough. You know, that's a shame, too, because, I mean, whether it's Murray State, Austin Peay, Belmont.
You know, Murray State's 11-1 in the league, right? They've had some years where they're like 30-4, right?
Yeah.
That's the kind of Murray team that could get an at-large. And last year with John Morant, you know, that could have been a team that got an at-large. Belmont did last year because they were that good. But I don't see it this year. Murray State's got 6 losses, Austin Peay 9. So I'd be really surprised.
Yeah, I don't see it.
In the next week, we'll really start to get into starting to really take a look at the bracketology.
Well, when's our first installment?
I think next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Cannot wait.
All right.
Next week.
Next Friday.
We could do it before Friday if you want.
We've been doing it on Fridays, right?
We can introduce it before that if you want.
Willie's ready.
All right.
I'll be ready.
Chomping at the bit.
This is the time of year.
Barry Trotz coming up at 11 o'clock. More Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.